Amen. If you're just going on somebody telling you you got saved, I'm afraid you didn't get it. But somebody may tell you you're not saved, but when you know it's in there, rejoice about it. Praise the Lord. Thought about this lady shouting this morning. I looked at Brother Toby and I said, that's rejoicing in the hope. Rejoicing in, now boy, that just tears up the statement a lot of people make. It. Say, well, you don't know whether you're saved till you get there. No, they got here too late. Too late. Because I know what He said in the Word. And when you obey Him, accept what He said. And I believe He said, let every man be a liar. He did. Praise the Lord for Jesus today. But I want to say again today, it is a blessing to see you. You know, I look over the house and I see people that I've in Georgia, live in Georgia, that I have met a long time ago. I was looking at my girls this morning and I thought about, you know, we used to come through this country when they were just babies almost. And today, God, let us come again, Vicki and Skeeter, and meet some of these dear people that we met a long time ago that's still waving the flag. Won't it be wonderful when we get home? Some of them we probably never will see again in this life. They'll go on, or we'll go on, or we may never get cross paths again. But won't it be wonderful when the roll is called, the book is open? And the Bible said they come from the north and the south, the east and the west, from all over the world. God, those children will gather together. What a day it's going to be. I'm excited about it. You're right. If you have your Bibles, like to turn with us, I want you to turn with us to Psalms chapter 118 or 116. And we'll read a few verses here if God will bless me today. And I'll do my best to preach to you what God gives to me. Praise the Lord forever. And you know, I hope that you look over my weakness and my failures and get the message of God. I thought about, no doubt today, as you look at me or you look at Brother Toby, there's some thoughts in your mind and you'd say, well, now if I was doing it, I would do it this way. Yeah. But you know, I can't do what God tells you to do. And you can't do what God tells me to do. And I'm going to tell you on the authority of God's Word today that some have the ability to do one thing and some have the ability to do the other. And I believe the Bible teaches us to abide in the calling wherein the Lord has called us. Then I believe He tells us to accept the best gift that God gives us. So you see, not everybody's called for this purpose or for that purpose. But above all, He said, whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with all of your might or with your might. So you see, it fell my lot today to try to moderate this service, this camp meeting. So I'm going to do my best for God, and I hope that you will get blessed so much that the places where I fail, you'll look over and say, it's wonderful to go to meeting and serve the Lord. One thing is sure, you're not bound today. Brother Toby, amen. People not bound today. If you're bound, you just bound yourself. Because we want the welcome of the Holy Ghost to be in this building. And everyone that is acquainted with it, let it speak to your heart. And it will glorify God and bless you. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to begin reading here with the fifth verse in Psalms chapter 116. If you want to stand with us, you can, and honor the reading of God's Word. But now David is speaking here. Listen closely as we read to you. He said, gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits toward me? He said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I come to You today, Lord, and I realize that I'm nothing. Oh God, in this hour, how I need you. And I ask you, Lord, that you today would stand by me, Lord, and support me. Help me, oh God, to do your will, because I feel my weakness in God without you. But Heavenly Father, may I realize today the need of you in this hour. Take your word, O God, and sanctify it and bless it and send it where it please you to send it. I ask you, Lord, above everything else through me and all that's done, that you glorify your Son Jesus in this gathering together. Have your precious way, Lord, lead us and guide us. We'll honor you and praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You might be seated. May the Lord bless you today. Now, if the Lord will help me, I want to use a subject today. What is your debt to God? What is your debt to God? Now, before I say anything else, let me remind you of something. If you're born again, you realize that Jesus Christ paid a debt you couldn't pay. It was too much. Amen. It blesses my soul when I think about I was lost. I was dying without God, without a hope. Right. All that my eyes would see and all that I might be able to do in this world was not enough. It was all vanity. The earth was searched and everything was searched. And the only thing, Brother John, that could pay the debt for my soul was the Lord Jesus Christ leaving the portals of heaven and coming here in a world that didn't want Him. The Bible said He came to His own. His own received Him not, but thank God to as many as did receive Him, they have gave Him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Woo! Somewhere in the midst of all of this, I was included. Does that not bless you? Somewhere in the midst of all of this, I was included, thank God. Unworthy, praise the Lord. But oh, He loved me, thank God. Look beyond all my thoughts and saw my needs. I thank God for Jesus, don't you? But now, first of all, I want you to think about what a debt really is. Amen. And some of you today may have a great debt. I don't know. But a debt, amen, my friend, is something that somebody owes. Amen. And I want to tell you now, if you have any respect for yourself, any respect for your community, any respect for your home, you're concerned about your debt. Am I telling you right? And if it gets too much on you, too much of a burden, it's likely to destroy, amen, your family. If you burden your family with a debt that you're unable to pay, it's going to affect your whole family. Now listen to me. And I want to tell you something else, my friend, today. It scares me when I think of our country, amen, and the great debts that they owe to other countries. And we're facing them, and you cannot deny the fact that it is affecting our land and our country in which we live today. It is. Praise the Lord forever. So, it's an obligation that you have, amen. It's an obligation that you made. Now, I'm talking about the natural things right now. But I want you to think about it for just a moment today. And a real man, amen, that has respect for himself, respect for his family, even respect for his own country, he's very much concerned about that debt. He's not one that goes to bed at night and says, I don't care what happens. He's not one that has a plan in his head of beating somebody. And I'm just bringing out a point here now. Amen. You see what I'm talking about? With this debt that I'm talking about today that Jesus paid, was so great that there was no way, amen, for mankind. No way. And this brings in John 3:16, does it not? For God so loved the world. And I'll say again, that included me. That included, somewhere in the midst of all of this, I was in, somewhere in that you was included. He loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. The very best heaven had. Amen. Thank God. Boy, I'll tell you right now, I just don't know how to stand here today when I feel my littleness and my unworthiness that heaven loved me so much. And somebody said, you're mighty right. You're mighty right. Amen. God so loved the world and all of us that He gave His only begotten Son. The very best heaven had, He came. Amen. Thank God forever. Amen. Woo! And I don't know, you said, I'm not going to apologize for shouting every once in a while if God comes my way. But you know, I think about praise the Lord forever. Jesus came into this world and they mistreated Him. He had to run before He was 2 years old. to survive, amen, the king. When he was going on down the road somewhere, brother, amen, to pay the price that I couldn't pay.
Amen.
You remember in there one time when Joseph, God spoke to him and told him, take Mary and his son, go to Egypt and stay there till I bring you word the king's dead. Woo! Brother, I believe today that God, after the price has been paid, is sending a message to you and I saying, hang on until I declare unto you that Satan is conquered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. So, he had to run, amen, but he went on. Amen. And the Bible said, praise the Lord, that they spit on him and they mocked him, amen. And they crucified him. They drove the nails in his feet and his hands and the spear in his side. And he died, amen, without a murmur or a grumble.
That's right.
And the Bible said not even God was found in his mouth when he died.
That's right.
He done it for you. Are you listening to me today? Praise the Lord forever. Now listen to me. And the Bible said when he stood there before the authorities, one of them told him, said, don't you know that I have power to crucify you? Or I have power to let you go?
Right. Yes.
You don't have any power. He said, don't you know? You don't have any power except that my Father lets you have.
Amen.
He said, I could call my Father right now and he'd send 12 legions of angels to destroy the world and I could go free.
Yeah.
Woo. But somewhere down in the midst of all of this, there was a little old barefooted boy that would need Jesus. And if he'd have called the angels, brother, I'd have been ruined.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you today that Jesus paid the debt you couldn't pay. Don't you ever brag about who you are and what you are. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Hallelujah. And it took grace to bring me out of the bondage of sin and give me the victory that I feel in my soul today. And that's why I often say I'd rather be born again than anything in the world. I really had. Praise His holy name.
Amen.
So David said, the Lord's done great things for us. We're up. We're glad. Thank God for Him. I can tell you some things today, but you start pitying me before I got through it. I'll not do that. But I'm glad from where He brought me, amen, and where I am today. I'm not talking about the physical state of life, but I'm talking about in salvation. Well, praise the Lord forever. I love that old song. One day I'll cross over and I'll be there while the ages roll on and on. And I'll never get tired, hallelujah. And time will count in a million years from now. I'll just begin to live. Because He paid the debt I couldn't pay. Glory to God forever. But David said, look what He's done. Amen. What's He done for you, friend? Amen. What's He done for your house? What's He done for you individually? What can we render to Him, David said, for the things that He's done for us?
Amen.
Don't you think it's time today to work? The Bible said, he that goeth forth weeping and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, is it not so many times that we want to rejoice and we want to have a good time? But when it comes to, amen, paying what we owe God, it's all different. All different. I want to tell you today, it doesn't matter what the church starts to do. The devil will come to you and point out something they're not doing right.
That's right.
And you know what he's doing? He's keeping you from paying the debt that you owe to God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I got some members here too. That's right. He just don't want you to do nothing that profits the cause of Christ.
Amen.
And he's going to tell you all the bad things, and the more he tells you, the tighter you sit down on your billfold.
That's right. Amen.
I have said that many times, but I'm ending up to say it.
That's right.
Thank God forever. Look what the Lord's done for you people.
Amen.
We're glad.
Yeah.
What can we render to Him?
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus.
Don't have enough.
Praise the Lord forever. That's what I'm going to get to in a few minutes. Neighbor, amen. He paid what you couldn't pay.
That's right.
He paid what you'll never pay. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lord for Jesus today. Oh, somebody said, well, and I hear it all the time, and I tell you one thing, it makes me sick. You can take it or leave it. And somebody said, works don't have a thing to do with it. You didn't read it all.
Amen.
You didn't read it all. That same Ephesians Thank God forever. In chapter 2, that told you that it's by grace through faith we're saved. You ought to read that other verse. He said, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Amen.
Right. What's He say? He said, now God has done this for you. What are you going to do for Him?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes. It's so easy to say, I don't believe in works. I don't believe in rewards. You know why? You're not going to do nothing anyhow. I love you, but I'm just telling you like it is. You can't afford to believe in it if you don't do it. Praise the Lord forever. What I owe God, preacher? Well, I'll just tell you, first of all, you need, amen, to thank Him for everything.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. You could not have come to this building today had not God provided and give you that privilege. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother Willis' daughter Amy is a member of our church, and she packed her suitcase. She was going to come to this meeting here. But she found out, amen, that she had this flu, and she couldn't come today.
Right.
I don't know why, but God let me come to meeting today.
Amen.
And because God let me enjoy what I have already enjoyed in this meeting, I'm indebted to Him.
Yes.
The Bible said in the Word of God, in Psalm chapter 116, verse 5, amen, you'll find there, 116. He said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Yes.
Is it not so today that it's so easy for you and I to get up and say, hey, look what I done.
Right?
Is it not so to get up in the morning and say, look who I am.
Amen.
Well, I tell you one thing, cancer will never get me. Amen. Crippleness will never get, arthritis will never get me. Look at me, what I am.
Say on, preacher.
Oh, my friend, let me tell you something. I read in here, you owe God for thanks for everything. And He said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day bringeth forth.
Amen.
Who will be next to face eternity? I don't know. Who will be the next to go to the hospital? I don't know. But I'm indebted to God deeper than I can pay today.
Amen.
For this day.
Amen.
For what God is doing for me right now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sweet Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You find in Luke chapter 17, verse 17, there was 10 lepers that come to Jesus. And the Bible said they stood afar off. They were not allowed to go close to Him. But they cried out and said, Master, have mercy on us.
Amen.
They didn't go to the attorney. They didn't go to the judge. Amen. They didn't go to the president. They knew there was healing in His wings.
Amen.
I know beyond a shadow of a doubt there's healing in His wings. And I must praise Him and thank Him. Today it's my duty. I owe Him that. To praise Him today for strength and health and for the mercy of God.
Amen. Amen.
But are we not like the nine? I see him going along. I see one raise his head and said, boy, I'm free now. I can do what I want to do. Amen. Tell the preacher it ain't none of his business if I don't go to church. Tell him I don't want nobody telling me how to live my life. I can do as I please. I don't have leprosy. One out of 10 looked at him and said, I got to go tell him. I owe it to him. I got to go tell him. Praise the Lord. And I can see him when he looked at him and said, everything else has failed me. Everything else has let me down. But you're the one that took my leprosy away. Woo! And I thought I ought to just come back by and tell you, I'm indebted to praise you. Woo! Every good thing, every perfect gift comes down from the Lord. And we ought to praise Him for it. You owe it to Him. You're indebted to Him. Glory to God for Jesus. Amen. You know, we've enjoyed all these years, and these years that I've lived, and amen, I've looked out and you know, we've lived to a time that money's been flowing like water down the branch. And amen, the grocery stores are filled and you don't even have to make a garden anymore. All of these things have come into us, and people wear the finest clothes and drive the best automobiles. But we look, amen, like the hog-eating acorns on that tree. We don't stop and realize that we owe God.
Amen.
We owe God.
That's right.
So we are indebted to thank God for the good land.
Amen.
Not much of it going on. Can I hear amen? Not much of it going on.
You're right.
Praise the Lord for Jesus. But the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, going back in verse 10, the time of Moses, he said, "When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord of the good land, which he hath given thee."
That's right. That's right.
But we're bankrupting. I'm not talking about your physical. That's up to you. But church people today are bankrupting against God.
Amen.
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 We're not stopping and glorifying, praising God.
Right.
We build images. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You talk about your fellowship hall, and I'm going to say something they sting, but I can't help it. Thank God for a good fellowship hall. Thank God for people who believe in that and do what they owe God. But I don't know how it is here, but you know most places where I live today, they got to have a gym larger than a church house.
God help me.
They can't go to church and dress what we used to call dress clothes. I'm preaching for you.
Preach on, preacher.
Amen. People wear garments that my mom and daddy sometimes wouldn't even let the girls wear the cotton patch.
Amen. Amen. Say on, preacher.
They can't wear clothes because they got something going on out yonder that's greater than the service where we come to worship Him. Bankrupt against God. It doesn't matter what I owe Him. We're going to have a good time. Babylon did too. It came from, decayed from inside out. And that's exactly what America is doing today.
Amen. Amen.
Not only America, but the churches today. Praise the Lord. If you don't want me, you can just cast me out when you get ready, but I'm going to stand as long as I live. I've got too far down the road now.
Amen.
Amen. I believe what was right for Mama's right for me.
Amen.
I believe what was wrong for Daddy's wrong for me. I'm thinking to leave it.
Amen.
Oh, there everybody's doing it. Anybody ever hear of that?
Amen.
Everybody's doing it. We're living in a new day. Everything has changed. No, you're wrong. There's one thing that hasn't.
That's right.
God has.
Amen.
God has.
Amen.
Amen. You may not owe a dime, physically speaking, but what do you owe God? That's what I'm preaching about.
Amen.
What do you owe God? Look, amen, what we've lost in the last few years. You don't think I'm telling you right, my friend, when a woman can take a bunch of people and go to Washington and hold what they call a prayer conference and forbid American people to mention the name of Jesus, we've bankrupted against God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, they mention God, anything can be a God. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Anything can be a God.
Right.
But brother, there's one Savior, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. No other name. Thank God for every one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So said the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 37 and 3. We owe Him praise for the good land. He said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed."
Yes.
Is it not so today that America is scared to death about the economy?
Sure.
I'm going to tell you something, Mom and Dad. Economy won't save one of your children.
Right.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Economy won't save the first of your children.
That's right, preacher.
But I want to tell you one thing. If we get in the spirit of praising God and come back, amen, to the old-fashioned way that He teaches us about in the Bible, then God will move and you'll see things get in the right precept and your children will be saved.
Amen. Amen.
I'm afraid weird church people are involved in too many things that's not godly.
That's right.
And your children are not going to learn that there. Praise the Lord forever. We used to have fathers in our homes and daddies in our homes. They didn't walk up to a little boy 10 or 12 years old and say, "Son, you want a haircut?" Now, I'm dabbling. That's all right. If you don't like that, I can't hit
it.
My daddy didn't walk up to me and say, "Son, you want a haircut?"
Amen.
Amen. He didn't look at me and say, "Well, they don't look right and they ain't no count, but you wear them." He didn't say that. You see what I'm saying? You go to the book of Jeremiah, and he said, search for the old path where it's a good way, and when you find it, walk in it. And they said, we will not walk. We live to a time that we're not going back to the old-fashioned way of falling on our knees and crying for hours for mercy from God. We're not going back to that. So we marked it off on our debt. But the collector's going to come. You can mark that down. Amen. He's going to come.
Yes, sir, brother.
Praise the Lord forever. John 4:14 said, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Yes.
Psalm 107:2, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What do I owe him? My friend, you owe him this. If you're a born-again child of God, you couldn't save yourself. You know that.
Amen.
Mama couldn't save you. Daddy couldn't save you.
Amen.
So when you got saved, you got in debt to God.
Amen.
What do you mean by that? You owe Him when you walk down the streets of Bremen or Carrollton or whatever. In Alabama, wherever you go, you owe it to Him.
Amen.
I feel Jesus now. I feel Jesus right now. You owe it to God to look at those you come in contact with and say, by the grace of God, I'm born again. Don't look for me to do the things I used to do. I don't do them anymore. Praise God. I'm here to pay my debt. Glory to God forever. Hallelujah. Bless your heart. You owe it to testify for Him wherever you go. Somebody said, well, I'm not too emotional. I'm not going to argue with you. But I'm going to tell you this. Peter and John went by the gate called Beautiful, what is it, Acts chapter 3. And as they went by, they saw this man sitting there and he's begging. Boy, this is good. Peter looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand. And the Bible said his ankle bones received strength. And he went leaping into the temple. Praising God. Why in the world did he go in the temple? Because he did it to God.
Amen.
You ought to be ashamed to cross your legs on Sunday night and sit in the living room and watch TV while they're tearing on inside the whole nation. Oh God, the meeting house. You're indebted to God.
Yes, sir. Bring cars, Rod.
I love you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
But you're indebted. You owe it to God to let the world know that you're born again.
Yes.
Bible said in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 8, he said, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody told anybody this week you're a child of God?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you just hadn't really had a choice where you've been. What you've been doing? Huh? You stay in your living room all the week? Well, I really didn't think of it. You neglected your debt, and the collector's coming.
Amen.
That's all right, isn't it?
Amen.
You neglected your debt, and the collector's coming.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to preach an hour and a half, but I better not get into this too deep right here. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus said, I was hungry, and you didn't feed me.
That's right.
If I've ever seen a time in my life when the Holy Ghost is hungry, it's in America. And when you and I fail to tell the world of the greatness of God and the goodness of Jesus, we are neglecting our debt to God. Neglecting our debt to God. Praise His holy name. I don't know what you think about this message, but that's what God gave me. That's what I give you. Praise God forever. You know something? You're indebted to God for His spiritual wisdom.
You're right.
I read it that way. They come to Him and say, we don't know the way. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. You get down to the natural point of the wisdom and take Solomon. And you remember when the woman laid on the little baby and killed it? And she took that dead baby and put it in another woman's bed and took the live baby and put it in hers. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Would you have known the difference? Would you have known the difference whether that was her live baby or not? But Solomon, when it come time to put God to the test in time, and the argument was between the two women who the child, you know what, from, and the mother, and the motherly love spoke up and said, don't kill the child. Give it to her. And Solomon had asked God for wisdom. To know how to judge between the righteous and the weak.
Amen.
And Solomon said, that's that woman's baby, give it to her, the mother. Now, my friend, if you're serving God today, you're serving Him because God has given you the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding of God to separate from that that's wrong.
Amen.
And commit to that that's right.
That's right, preacher. Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. If you're walking around saying, well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know whether I'm saved or not. Well, I can tell you pretty well if you don't know it. And I can speak from my own experience. I can tell you pretty well if you don't know it. Thank God. Oh, there's dark days coming. The devil will point his finger in your face and say, you never did get it. But fellas, when I take him back to Calvary, when I get right back to Calvary and say, devil, what about this?
Amen.
Woo! And when I get far enough there on the road, then I recognize a real blessing where God just pulled me out of the bottom of the valley and set me right on top of the mountain.
Amen.
And my heart started turning over and over. And I remember, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost is dealing with me. Then I pull my finger out and say, what about this? Somebody said, you just got emotional, Brother Dixon, but it's amazing to me. I never did until he got saved. That's the question I can't answer.
Amen.
I'm telling you that I have a debt to God, and God expects me to pay it, and you have one, and God's expecting you to pay it.
Yes, sir.
Right. He really is. It's not a matter of whether you want to go to church or don't want to go tonight.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You forgot what God done for you.
Amen. Amen.
You forgot the loan you took out.
Amen.
You forgot what you promised.
That's it.
The collector.
Right, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
He don't owe me nothing. I owe him everything.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord for Jesus. But the Bible said in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 23, Daniel said, my fathers who hath given me God, and my fathers who hath given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me what we desire of thee, for thou hast made known unto us the king's matter.
Yes.
David was taken captive, most people know that, into Babylon. And they passed the laws, they put the pressure on.
Yes, sir.
And somebody probably didn't know about it. But Daniel said, the fathers has made known unto us the king's matter.
That's right.
I know what's going to happen, but the question is, what am I going to do?
Amen.
And I'll tell you something, what he said. He said, I purposed in my heart that I will not defile myself for the king's
name. Amen.
Amen.
People in Georgia, people from Alabama, wherever you're from, let me tell you this. It's more important today that I stand right here under the power and the call of God and preach to you than it is anything else in this world that I could do in this moment.
Amen.
Here's the thing about it. When you let down on your debt toward God, your faith weakens and you don't believe you can.
That's right. Right.
Amen. Now, here's what happens a lot of times in your life and mine. You work for God, Brother Willis, and you do what you feel that God wants you to do. He leads you, amen, and you stand sometime when the world caves in on you. And then somebody comes along with their tongue about 15 inches too long. And they really give you a strap with it. And I don't like that. So I say, well, it ain't worth it. I'm going to quit. Huh? I'm not talking about preachers altogether. Oh, I've had them leave my congregation where I'm preaching sometimes. Just get up and stoke out of the door and want me to see them slam the door when they go out.
Yes, sir.
But if you'll remember and always keep it in mind that you have a debt you couldn't pay and He paid it for you and you owe Him everything.
Amen.
He'll keep you in the seat when the gospel cuts.
Amen.
He'll keep you in the seat when God's doing something with you you don't enjoy too well physically.
That's right. Amen.
Am I telling you right?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Amen. I'm trying to tell you today and ask the question, what's your debt to God? What's your debt to God? Praise His holy name. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, Paul said, "For the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day."
That's right.
Thank God. So my hope in Jesus, when I'm down, lifts me up. And when I've almost run out of anything to pay with, I always run into something abundantly. God taught me some things in my life, brother.
Yes, sir.
Taught me some things in my life. And you say, well, I tell you, the way the world's got today, I can't afford it. My job won't let me serve God. You need to quit if you starve to death.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir, preacher.
If God can't take care of you, how in the world can the world take care of you?
Amen.
Come on, I love you. I'm telling you.
Say on, preacher.
I remember about 40-something years ago, Brother Willis. I've told this a few times. Don't you pity me. I'm having a good time. But I remember I started trying to build a little house for me and my wife and children to live in, Brother Toby. And I was working on it sometime in the winter when it snowed, nobody out but me, and I was trying to get it where we could move in. We moved in without any walls, sealed walls inside. And I borrowed $400 that I'm talking about the debt. I borrowed $400 at the bank over there at Gunnersville. $50 a month payment. And I was down below the house walking around. Never forget it. I know exactly where I was at. And I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I don't have it. It's due. What am I going to do? You say, brother, you didn't have faith. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you get down to the place where you have to lean on God for faith. You don't have it anyway.
Amen.
Woo! I walk back up to the house. I'm not praising God for the natural things. I'm praising Him for salvation.
Amen.
Brother John, I walk back up to the house. My wife was coming from the mailbox. She's sitting right over there if you want to talk to her about it. She's coming up the driveway and she said, Charles, do you know this man? I could call his name. I didn't know him then. And I said, no, I don't. She said, surely you do? I said, no, I don't. She said, well, here's a letter. And it's got a check in there for $50.
That's God.
Exactly what the payment was. Well, if that's not all right, I'll give you something else. Sister Willis, I read in here where there's an old preacher man died one time.
Yes.
He left his widow.
Oh, yes. Amen.
And she didn't have no money.
That's right.
Woo! And her creditors was going to come get her son. Whoa! If you'll draw down to God, He'll draw down to you. If you'll trust God, you can pay the debt.
Right?
And God sent the old servant over there and said, woman, what you got in the house? Sometimes things are so little to be so big in God's hands. And she said, nothing. Save a little oil in the cruise. And he said, borrow vessels from the neighbors. And sell the oil and pay the debt. You're never going to get out of debt with God anyhow unless you go His way.
That's right. Right. Amen.
Brother, I've got to finish this right here. And I see her. She sent the boys out and they gathered up vessels, all they could find, brought them in. And the servant said, get some more. And he said, there ain't no more. There ain't no more.
Right.
I believe God was saying, this is enough. This is enough. So they filled the vessels with the oil. And when they filled them full, I see one of the boys look over in the cruise. He said, "Mom, I don't understand this. I don't understand this." Woo! You understand what? You fill all these vessels, and that cruise is still full.
Amen.
I don't understand. I don't know the ways of God, but I know He'll do for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you owe God.
That's right.
You owe Him praise for the church.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27 said that He might present unto Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
That's right.
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
That's right.
God has a church. Would anybody in the house say that with me one time? God has a church.
Sure it does.
God has a pure church. Somebody said, you're right, Brother John. Somebody said, well, they don't worship like we do. We don't worship like they do. But I want to tell you one thing. Anybody that don't worship the true and living God sincerely will never go through the portals of heaven according to this book.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something, friend. The debt was paid for the church.
Yes, sir.
The debt was paid through Jesus Christ for this organization and this camp meeting we've gathered in today. It was paid. And I want to tell you when it was paid. Jesus one time looked at Peter and said, Peter, and I know we asked him first who people say he was.
Right.
But then he said, who do you say I am?
Amen.
Who do you say I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
What happened, Brother Dixon? A revelation came directly from heaven. Peter didn't guess. He wouldn't say it maybe. He made a complete positive statement and said, thou art the Christ,
Amen.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
That's right. Amen.
You ought to praise God. Anybody raise a right hand at one time today is saying, thank God for the church.
Amen.
Thank God for the invisible church. Woo! Thank God for the spiritual church.
Yes, sir.
We owe it to Him.
Amen.
He paid the debt. Bore the way for you and I to glory.
Yeah, right.
And bore the way that we could rejoice in the Lord and praise Him
right.
in a camp meeting like this.
Amen.
Huh? We owe Him thanks for the church.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5, it tells us of a day of victory. The Bible said, then shall he be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Amen.
Now we're looking for that, aren't we? But I want to tell you something. Unless you pay your debt, you'll not make it.
That's right.
Somebody said, now, Brother Dixon, you preached here all this time, and you've just illustrated that we're buying our way to heaven. You got me wrong. You got me wrong.
That's right.
And I'll stand right here before every one of you today and tell you that I will never, never, never be able to pay God what I owe Him.
That's right. Amen.
Never. Never. But oh, if I could just do something else to lift His kingdom up and encourage His children.
Amen.
Point another soul to Calvary and get it saved.
Amen.
I believe He'll mark it down.
Sure.
Huh? Come on, folks.
Yes.
The Bible is, oh, now, Brother Dixon, you're preaching to us about reward. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. If you're accusing me for saying reward, I read in that word, He said, I'm coming now. And He said, I'll bring with me my reward to give every man, amen, according to his works.
Yes, sir.
Whatever they are. But here's what I'm happy about. Here's what I shout about, and I'm finishing. I'm shouting because when the day comes, Brother James and I put forth my little efforts, and sometimes it seems like such a little now, but I put forth my little efforts, and I believe God accepts them. When I meet Him face to face and I look at Him, and I can imagine. Now, I've had it happen to me a few times, and maybe it's death or something, that I would walk through to settle it, and it would have a zero with a slash mark through it. Anybody know what that means?
Yes, sir.
Woo! Let me shout. You know, when I get to the end, and I behold Him and look at Him, my friend, all that I haven't done in my efforts and I could not do, I believe He's going to draw around zero and put a slash mark through it. Say, son, it's paid now.
Yes!
There will come a day when my race will be run. My debts will be paid.
Amen.
Now holler glory forever and forever.
Yes, yes.
Praise His holy name. I wonder if you'd allow me to just ask Nelson and the girls to come and sing a song for the invitation while we stand right now.
Yes.
You may be in the house today and you say, Brother Dixon, after this message this morning, I can see that I'm not really working on my debt. I'm almost bankrupt with God. I want to tell you, my friend, He's here today to renew your note. He's here today to give you peace. He's here today to render to you the things that you need. I just feel like doing this, Brother Toby. I feel like we need to offer an invitation. I don't know everybody's heart, but you know how you stand with God. Wouldn't it be sad to live in this world and to get all the way to glory and miss heaven? And you see, I remember back yonder Truth Church when I stood about halfway or in the back, and that's not too far. And God offered me the opportunity to pay up, and I rejected it. And now that I'm turned aside forever, how close I got to heaven.
Yes, sir, brother.
How close I got to getting in.
Amen.
So if you need to pray, I don't care who you are, and it doesn't matter to me what your problem is. If you'll walk down here today, I believe God today will solve that problem for you and let you go on with your life. While they sing right now, I wonder today. I wonder today. Amen. Had you really rather have freedom?
I'd rather have Jesus.
Amen.
Than silver or gold.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'd rather be His.
Amen.
Than have riches untold.
Praise the Lord.
And I'd rather,
Amen,
much rather have Jesus.
Oh,
than His holy.
I was going to hell on the way out.
Than to be
I goodbye, amen,
the King of the Vast Domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather, much rather have Jesus.
Make the payment that you've been
I'd making. Rather have
Why don't
Jesus
you come today, my friend,
than man's applause. I'd rather just
blessed be
faithful
the name of God.
To His holy call.
He's watching for you.
And I'd rather
your dad is
much
here.
Rather have Jesus than work. Sense, glory to God. much rather have Jesus.
Anybody?